Darryl, we've got to start, first of all, with the goal. Your 10 outfield players crowded around the ref afterwards. To me, it looked offside. What's your opinion of it?
He is offside. He's 1 yard off on the shot, and then he's 4 yard off for the flick round the corner. So, you know, the officials have got that one massively wrong in a big game for ourselves. But let's not paper over the cracks of what we should have been doing in the final third today. We should have been a lot more ruthless. And then we ain't got a case to answer. You know, we've had up team corners again. We've had up team's territory. We've broke their line pretty well and aren't looked after that final ball. So I'm frustrated with both the decision and our final end product, shall we call it. Because we certainly deserve something out of the game. But you don't deserve nothing out of the game unless you're going to put the ball in the back of their net. And the amount of territory we had at times, we've got to have done. We, to be coming here with a duck egg with no goal is very disappointing.
VAR causing so many talking points in the Premier League at the moment. You've lost today to a goal that wouldn't be given if this was a Premier League fixture. That can't be fair, can it?
Yeah, no, but that's football, isn't it? I'm sure the FA need to empty the bank balance a little bit, maybe have a look for it to go down to the low levels. It's people's livelihood. People come and spend their hard-earned money. They want the right decisions, don't we? We all want the right decisions. You're hoping as a manager it levels itself out over the course of the season, but disappointing in a derby game. We come with our numbers in. I thought we deserved something out of the game, but unless you put the ball in the back of the net and you're more clinical in them areas, you don't get anything.
In terms of the reaction after going behind, it was just a problem of keeping the ball down, wasn't it, really?
It is. It was, you know, sometimes a bit easy just to lump it in there. You know, we've got to make angles and we've got to trust our players to isolate players 1v1 in the wide areas, and we didn't do that enough when we're chasing it. A little bit panicky, a little bit edgy, but you find that with a new group, and it's endless stuff you've got to work off on the training ground. And I'll keep saying it, we'll keep working away and chipping away.
Were you encouraged with Keelan Lavery playing a full 90 minutes today, having scored two in the week?
It's his first 90, he hadn't had a pre-season. You know, there's going to be a lot more to come from him. He's had a great chance, to be fair, first four or five minutes where he should put in the back of the net. You know, Josh Gordon looks lively, but he's just got to work on his end product, Josh. But we'll work with him. Great, he's a great kid. They're a real good set, and I think you can see that with the way the fans are getting behind the team at the minute. You can see it's a work in progress. They're not daft, the Walsall fans. They never have been. You know, they can see an honest group of players are having a right good go at the minute, but we just need to be more clinical. I think we've edged most of the games we've played in this season on stats and territory, but we've got to be more ruthless in that final third.
Is it a case for Josh, who certainly in that first half had a one-on-one with Nolan, does he just need first goal now for the season, just to get a bit more confidence?
I think it always plays on striker's mind, but I think just a little bit of composure. You know, Lav's has joined him as well, so the right time he can check on his right foot and roll a square ball across, and Lav gets maybe a good chance. So, but listen, he's a great lad, he's Josh. I love him to bits, and the strikers will improve, no doubt about that. And we'll obviously add one to the mix as well before the window shuts as well. We'll give us good, healthy competition for places, and I can't fault, I really can't. I think we're nearly there, if I'm honest with you. Just nearly there. But I can't fault the effort and the commitment of the boys yet again. I think the response, is going a goal down, was the right response, but just a little bit more streetwise at times.
Jack made his debut today in that midfield three alongside Stuart and Liam. We've seen Gary Liddell playing there, Alfie Bates in midweek. How do you see the midfield at the moment?
Well, it's a little bit been thingy because Danny Guthrie and Liddell's picked up injuries. Okay. Jack comes in, has done okay. Jack, to be fair, used the ball quite well first half. So it's nice to have competition for places. And Jack's obviously a young boy into his first real season of men's football. And he'll improve. So will Alfie Bates as well. Alfie played the other day. I always think for those young boys, if they can make 10, somewhere between 10 and 15 starts through the course of the season, then they've had a good season. They're training hard, they're chomping at the bit, their attitudes have been spot on, but there's still a development sort of stage with them.
On the evidence, certainly the first three league games, a 1-0, a 1-1 and a 0-1, it's certainly going to be very tight, isn't it?
It is, but like I say, you know, first half there, it's one team, isn't it? First half, we've had an up team amount of times and balls and balls going into their box and not quite getting on the end of it, or you know, not being clinical when we have broke and we've got him behind their back line. And it's those sort of areas of the game we've got to really tidy up to make sure that then we start picking up more points on a consistent basis. But it comes thick and fast. We go again Tuesday night, another game, and it's in a real tough division. I don't think there's a lot, what I've seen in the three games and the videos I've watched of the other teams, there's not a lot in the division whatsoever. And like I say, you know, we're disappointed that, you know, two unbeaten, though it's come to an end. It's about putting on another run starting Tuesday at Newport home.
Exactly, and with only sort of 4 days until that game, it is a chance to get back to winning ways so quickly, and that's almost the joy of these August fixtures, in that you get quite a few tight games.
Yes, exactly, and obviously we'll assess after the Plymouth game with 7-8 days left of the window, and I'll look at a couple of positions I'd like to strengthen, I will strengthen, and we'll keep developing as a group. I just want the fans to stick with us, and I'm sure they will. Fantastic support today. Really appreciate that. The lads are really appreciating it. We'll be working hard and keep working hard, and it will. We'll try and get a good response Tuesday night.
What's the key to keeping fresh on these sort of Saturday, Tuesdays now with your squad?
You're just getting the balance right of the recovery of the lads that are playing a lot of minutes. I didn't think we looked tired today by any stretch of the imagination. I thought the energy levels were a lot better than Crew's first half, if I'm honest with you. But we certainly keep it fresh and hopefully get one or two back for Tuesday night.
Final word from me, 1,400 plus Saddlers fans in the away end again. You'll be hoping for a similar sort of atmosphere.
Yeah, listen, they'll stick with us because they're a good honest set of fans that are getting right behind the boys. They know they're not daft. They know it's not going to be a pretty quick fix. With the team in the EFL, the chairman gave me the stats the other day that's had the most changes out of all four divisions of the EFL. And that takes a little bit of time. But do I think we're a million miles away? No, not a chance. Do I think we should be getting something out of the game today? Yeah, referee's decisions cost us a point, and our lack of ruthlessness in the final third cost us three.